Well, Mr. Holmes, I almost pass you by here in the mist. What brings you back to this dreadful place? A few more steps, and you again be in the clutches of the grim Penmaya. You escape it once, albeit with the help of others. I fear it will not be so careless as to let you go a second time. No, don't leave. I'm not here to mourn my husband. He was a beast and a fool. To be swallowed in the Grimpen's mothering muck was too kind a fate for him. Does my honesty shock you, Mr. Holmes? I would not have thought a man of your intellect would be so provincial. My husband conspired to murder St. Henry. Should I not celebrate that such a heinous act was averted, that justice was done? Is the Maya any different than the hangman's noose? Slower, more tortuous perhaps, the way it moves and grips and sucks, but the end is the same. Sir Henry understands me. He sees kinship in our shared victimization. Once a proper amount of time has passed, a year or so, he'll propose to me, and I shall become the lady of Baskerville Hall. The land and riches my husband sought by murder, I will achieve by marriage. We'll not stay here in Dartmoor, of course. In truth, sir, the mire terrifies me. The thick, syrupy grip of the bog, the way it turns your every attempt to escape into its own advantage. The heavy, horrid softness of it. It is a thing to inspire nightmares. My late husband knew my fear. He relished in it. That's why he made his lair on an island deep in the Grimpen's heart. That's why he insisted I aid and accompany him. Though, insisted is such a pale word for the way he brutalized me. It's why I come here still, Mr. Holmes, to conquer my terror, to face that which most frightens me. The same reason I face you now. When did you realize the plan to murder Sir Henry was mine and not my husband's? Pray, be honest, sir. Your condemnation is plain in your cold looks and your stern form away. It was the way you treated my husband when you began suspecting him. Your every sneer is an accusation. So tell me, what clue did we drop unnoticed? What war whisper our falseness? A matter of character. Ah, yes, I see now. My husband was not a subtle man. He fancied himself clever when he was barely cannon. A beast and a fool. A plan like the one involving the hound require a more devious mind. I'm impressed, Mr. Holmes. I fashioned my role as that of damsel in distress. I thought your chivalric nature would blind you to my actions, or at least you will attribute my involvement to the frailty of my sex. Perhaps you're not as provincial as I thought. So, what's to be done? Do you tell Sir Henry of these suspicions? Another shock to his weak heart may kill him. Do you insist the local constable arrest me? You have no evidence. Still, I prefer you not hunt and harass me. I need no new hound in my life. So, perhaps we can come to terms, here in the mist, where motive, like vision, becomes blurred and dreamlike. Let's see how provincial you are. You presume I'm wearing this long coat and thick stockings and my late husband's gumboots to stave off the chill of the moor. In truth, they are a convenient camouflage. If I drop the coat, step out of the boots, only the stocking remain. The rest of me is naked, Mr. Holmes, clad only in mist. How scandalous. A proper young lady like myself is played like a 2-shilling girl in a London alley. You want me, don't you, Holmes? The grim, pinched expression you wear is a mask, else you have picked up my coat and flung it at me, or turn on your heel and fleed. You men, beast, and fools. Not that I blame you, I am beautiful. These breasts, imagine my hand is your hand, touching them, tracing them, squeezing. Oh, a pinch! Mr. Holmes, you like some pain in your play. Oh, that hess, you wicked man. And what of your other hand sliding down like this between my thighs, teasing, oh, making me wet inside of me? Is this getting you hard, Holmes? The sheer impropriety of it. Oh, how woman with her fingers inside herself, knowing what to touch, how to touch, like this, and this, a woman that knows. Pleasure is. Do you want to take me, Holmes? Tame me. Why do you think my late husband punished me so, terrorized me with tales of the Maya? It was because he knew I didn't need him. I'm going to come, Holmes, while you stand there and glare and sweat while your cock grows more and shrivel. What will it take for you to join me? Should I press myself up against you like this? Grind against you? Oh, yes, rub my wrist. Grab my wrist. Let me rub and rasp against your hot, drop cock. Oh, yes. Oh, Holmes, such a stern face. Such reserve. Such purity. Such lie. Oh, I know what you want. I can feel the shape of your sin. Your whore sin. You're a beast, Holmes. Oh, like every man, I disgust you. I inflame you. If I can do this naked on the moor, what else might I do? What dumb dreams might I feel? Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. Oh. Oh, yes. You're a fool. Like every man, letting me get close, thinking a woman is no threat because she's naked, because you're holding her wrist tied to your chest, where her fingers can stroke your throat, and a nail can flick. Oh, now you push me away, and such a hard shove. I may have fallen in this mud. You don't like the pain in my play? It's just a scratch, little man, but the nail is dipped with a soporific compound. You feel it already, don't you? Don't worry, it's not legal. You will just become confused and cooperative. Willing, say, to take a short walk in the mist with me. The drug will wear off in an hour or so. Of course, by then you'll be at the bottom of the bog. Another victim of the great Grimbelmeyer. I'll watch while you splash and struggle. Then I'll wipe away any evidence. Put on my coat and boots and walk blameless into Sir Henry's arms. My one regret is that the drug will make you too docile to bleed. I will dearly love to hear you beg as you sink, to have my name be the last on your lips as the mud closes up over you. That sound will excite me through all the nights to come. Alas, I cannot have everything. Come now, Holmes, follow your stocking-footed vixen deeper into the mist. The Maya is only a few steps away. Wait, what is... No, no, I can't move my feet. My feet, this mud shoved me into... I'm stuck, my feet are stuck. We were closer to the Maya than I thought. The mist, this dim mist. I can't get out. Holmes, give me your hand. Fight the drug and give me your hand. I'm trapped, you fool. The Maya has my feet. It's like glue, or like I'm stepping into some horrible sticky paste in my stocking feet. Oh God, no. I'm sinking. Don't just gape at me. Reach out, take my hand and pull me free. Holmes, for the love of God, man. Help me. Oh, look at me, Mr. Holmes. Look at me. I'm beautiful. so beautiful. I can be yours. I can do things for you. Things that you have never even dreamed of. Please, I'm up to my sights in this muck of my stockings. I can feel any bottom. There's no bottom. Nothing under my feet but thicker, heavier mud. I'm sinking deep and this can't be happening. Not to me. Not to me. It's so sticky and dripping and sucking. It swallowed me up. Swallow me up. Swallow me up to my hips. I can't. Pull me free. No, no. Oh, please, no. Not in the fire. Not in the fire. It's so thick. I must get out. I must get out. I'm up to my breast. My breast, Holmes. Wake up. Give me your hand. I'm sinking. Save me. You must save me, please. Touching my chin. You wicked man. You beast. You fool. A single push and all my flesh. All my riches. All my beauty lost. Holmes. Holmes, I beg you, the Maya. Holmes!